بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. مضمون ہے حفاظت نظر. بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ، آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا. بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ، آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا. ممکن نہیں صورت میں نہ ہو کوئی تغیر، ممکن نہیں صورت میں نہ ہو کوئی تغیر. بیکار ہے پھر ان سے تیرا دل کا لگانا. لیکن اگر آنکھوں کو نہ تو ان سے بچائے، ممکن نہیں پھر دل کا تیرے ان سے بچانا. لیکن اگر آنکھوں نہ کو تو نے ان سے بچائے، ممکن نہیں پھر دل کا تیرے ان سے بچانا. آنکھوں کی حفاظت میں ہے اس کے دل کا سکون بھی، آنکھوں کی حفاظت میں ہے اس دل کا سکون بھی. گو نفس کرے تجھ سے کوئی اور بہانہ، دھوکا ہے تجھے لطف حسینوں سے ملے گا. ابلیس کے کہنے سے کبھی اس پہ نہ جانا. دھوکا ہے تجھے لطف حسینوں سے ملے گا، ابلیس کے کہنے سے کبھی اس پہ نہ جانا. پاگل کی طرح پھرتے ہیں عشاق مجازی، پاگل کی طرح پھرتے ہیں عشاق مجازی. بے چین ہے دن دن رات کا یہ بدنام زمانہ. رہنا ہے اگر چین سے سن لے، رہنا ہے اگر چین سے سن لو یہ میری بات. آنکھوں کو حسینوں کی نظر نہ ملانا. رہنا ہے اگر چین سے سن لو یہ میری بات، آنکھوں کو حسینوں کی نظر سے نہ ملانا. اختر کی یہ ایک بات نصیحت کی سنو تم، اختر کی یہ ایک بات نصیحت کی سنو تم. ان مردہ حسینوں سے کبھی دل نہ لگانا. بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ، آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. نحمده ونصلی علی رسول کریم. اما بعد، this beautiful poem from beloved Dada Sheikh Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab rahmatullah alayh, and beautifully rendered. This poem was recited before last week also, and we have to keep listening to it and keep reminding ourselves, because we keep forgetting. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Continue reminding, because the reminder will be beneficial for the believers. So sometimes we come for the majlis, we listen to something, then we leave, we say, I'm going to make amal on this, then we go away, 1 week later we come and say, hey, I forgot to make amal. So we have to keep reminding ourselves. There is no time ever it will come, a person says, now I've had enough. Till the end of our life, we have to continue reminding ourselves, speaking about these things, the fitnas around us, so that a person stays away from it. Otherwise, whatever environment a person goes into, it has an effect upon a person. We leave this environment, now we don't come for the majlis for quite a while, automatically you notice you start slipping, going down. But we come back, we reminded ourselves, we get rejuvenated. So we have to keep reminding ourselves, speaking about it ourselves. The mahal and environment of a person protects a person to a great extent. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was commanded, وَاسْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاةِ. You know, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you stay also in the company of those people who are calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Nazir rahmatullah alayhi gave a whole bayan about this. That the crux is that if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is commanded also to stay in the company of the righteous and the pious, obviously the reason was different for him to give them benefits. But to what great extent do we have to stay in the company of the righteous and pious at all times? And to create such environments around ourselves, have majalis, gatherings, speak about these things, so a person's iman is protected. So Hazrat Yahya speaks about the sickness of the time, the epidemic, pandemic of the time. Hazrat says, because of the women who have not wearing parda, so times have become very difficult for a person. آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا. Now the eyes actually causing harm and hurt to the heart of a person. A person is pareshan and worried all the time. He is looking at the woman, but he's troubling his heart. As one person wrote to Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullahi alayhi, he said, if I don't look at a woman, then for quite a few minutes, I'm pareshan and I'm feeling uneasy. Why I never look at her? So Hazrat wrote back to him that if you look at her, then he says, for 3 days I got no rest and no peace of mind. So Hazrat says, you can use your own mind and think properly. What's better? For the few minutes you are bare-chained and restless, and you are feeling upset, why I didn't look at her? Or rather you stay 3 days pareshan and worried, why I didn't look at her? So Hazrat says, the sickness, because the women are walking out without parada, it has made a bit life difficult for us. Now our hearts are being troubled also. And then Hazrat gives the ilaj here, that is not possible that this form will not change of a person. So then why are you putting your heart with these people? It is foolish for you. What a fool you are. You are wasting your time putting your heart on something which eventually will change. Which eventually will, the whole form will change. It will look ugly. For a short while you will get some enjoyment. But when the form changes, then a person will actually want to run away from them. And an intelligent person is, he always looks at the final result. So Buzruf mentioned one ilaj and one cure. If your eyes have to mistakenly fall onto a woman, and you see her and she's very beautiful, then immediately just start thinking of her final result. I think now she's an old lady, now she's become fat, and now there's all mess coming out from her nose, and all from her, all different parts of her body, there's filth and dirt coming out, her teeth have fallen off, and her eyes are sunken inside, and she looks so ugly now, and there's actually some flies coming and sitting on her face, all pimples and sores there. So when a person thinks of an ugly surat, ugly form, this is her final result, and her hair has all fallen off, she's now become a ball cop. Now a person will say, why am I running after a foolish woman like this? I'm so stupid. So think of the final result. As I say, is that when the geography changes, then she'll become history. When the geography of the woman changes, she'll become history. So now why are you wasting your time and running after these people? And as I say, however, if you do not save your eyes from these women, it is not possible then you will save your heart from them. The heart, Allah Ta'ala has made it, it has got many streams going to the heart. One stream is the ears, one stream is the eyes, one stream is the tongue of a person, whatever a person speaks, one is the mind, what a person thinks about. These all affect the heart. So whatever we are speaking about during the day, whatever we are listening to, whatever we are speaking, and whatever we are thinking is all affecting the heart. If our thoughts are pure, our seeing is pure, our hearing is pure, our speech is pure, then the heart becomes pure. But on the other hand, if we are putting filthy pictures into our eyes, and as I say, that one is looking at a woman that is not permissible, also it's harmful. But there also a person feels a bit of shame. How long are you going to continue staring? You look at a woman, she looks at you, you feel a bit of shame, you lower your gaze. There are other people walking around you, you feel shy. How are you looking at me? I'm looking and staring at that woman. But when a person is looking at a cell phone, he's in the darkness of the night, everyone is sleeping and he's looking at that. Or he's sitting on his computer, on his laptop, there's no one around him, and he can press his buttons and go onto those websites. Then it's easy outwardly for a person to do these things. But in reality, he's destroying himself. Not destroying his eyes only. For a short while, he's getting some enjoyment. But the effects of it, the harmful effects, will last for a very, very long time. A person is pareshan after that. Sometimes his married life can be destroyed because of that. He fell in love with a woman. And then after a person goes and he does wrong with them, and then he finds himself with such problems and difficulties, he may regret, what a stupid fool I was. I had gold at home. And I was running after this woman, and how I destroyed, she is like nothing at all. Shaitan mesmerizes a person, he beautifies a woman. When she comes out of the house, leaves the house, so she looks very beautiful. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, something to the effect, that, inna ma'aha misru alladhi ma'aha. Wa kama qala alayhi salatu wa salam, that what your wife has got, the other woman has got exactly the same thing. It's just a deception. Some buzurus say, just the packaging is slightly different. But inside the content is exactly the same. So that maybe one is about fairer in color, one is about darker in color, one is about fat, one is about thin. But actually the final result is the same thing. So you're running after that to get some enjoyment. The end of the enjoyment is the same thing. The main thing is for a person to fulfill his lust and desire. Allah has made halal avenues for him. Now a person is going towards haram and he's putting himself into big, big problems. Once he doesn't look after his eyes, then it's difficult to look after his heart. And this is the great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said it's haram. Don't look. You don't look, you will save your heart. Hazrat says that aankhon ki hifazat mein hai us dil ka sukoon bhi woh nafs kare tujhse koi aur bahana. In protection of the eyes there is a sukoon and peace of mind of the heart. Even though the nafs will come and make all other excuses, no, you get enjoyment. you will get enjoyment. Our Buzrugs mentioned that there is no limit of enjoyment. The more Hazrat Daniel Rahmatullah Alayhi said, if a person has to fulfill his desire with every woman on the surface of the earth, besides one woman, nafs will tell him that the enjoyment you're looking for is in that woman. So this world is not a place of fulfillment of desires. This world is a place of fulfilling of necessities. You can only fulfill necessities in this world. Fulfillment of desires is in akhirat. لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ Whatever you want to is in akhirat. If any person who tries to fulfill every desire of his in this world, he'll destroy himself. It's impossible. As the desire increases, as our Buzrugs mentioned, as Imam Ghazali has mentioned also, that the example of running after the dunya, money, more I want, is like a person drinking salt water. The more he drinks, the more thirsty he becomes. The more we look at haram, the more our desires will increase for those women. And finally, we'll get nothing at all. So the nafs will make a bahana, he will tell a person, do this, this is the benefit you'll get. Last time, only today I'm going to look, after that no more time. But this is all bahanas and excuses of the nafs. Person looks one time, it becomes stronger in a person. He wants to look more and more and more. Last film I'm going to watch. I just want to see this one, how this woman looks. I'm driving and walking on the street. Hey, let me just see if that's a man or a woman. Who's jogging here today? I just hope this woman are not jogging. It's haram for them to jog. Let's hope it's a man. So let me just see who this person is. So how nafs fools with a person and deceives a person. Let me just see how their shoes look to see whether this woman is in proper parada or not. Different ways shaitan comes to a person and nafs comes to a person. We have to make a lot of dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The dua in the hadith also, that Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min shururi anfusina wa min sayyati amalina. Oh Allah, save us from the shar and the evil of our nafs and from our evil actions. How the nafs destroys a person. So Hazrat says, dhoka hai tujhe lutf haseen se milega. It is dhoka and deception that you will get enjoyment from this beautiful woman. Iblis ke kehne se kabhi us pe na jana. Never ever listen to what shaitan is telling you and run towards whatever he's telling you. Example of shaitan, Allah says, kama sari shaitan idh qala lil insan ikfur. Example of shaitan is like when he tells a person become a kafir, disbelief. Falamma kafara qala inni bari'un minka. When a person loses his iman, then shaitan says, inni, I am free from you. Inni akhafu Allah rabbul alamin. Suddenly he becomes very pious. I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, the final result is both will be in the fire of Jahannam. Shaitan will leave you in the lurch. He just beautifies things for a person. Every guna and sin, he just beautifies it. He makes it zayyana lahum shaitan wa amalahum. He beautifies it for a person. And then after that, a person, he doesn't know, he even starts justifying himself. May Allah protect and save us from the evil of shaitan in our nafs. So as it says, if you want to get lutf, it's a deception, you will get it from this beautiful woman. Pagal ki tarah firte hai ushaqe majazi, bechain hai din raat ye badname zamana. Like a mad person, these lovers, these people who have got illicit love affairs, they are running around. Day and night, these people are bechain and they've got no peace of mind. And they become disgraced in society also. No one has any honor for them. Their own wife also doesn't have honor for them. When a person is walking with his wife and is looking around, she's the first one to catch him out. She knows my husband, his eyes are not pure. She got no respect for him. And on the other hand, if a person looks after his gaze, and this woman knows my husband is an honorable person, his eyes are only for me, then she herself will ask her husband, you make dua for me. And that's like a very impossible thing, but she must have great honor for her husband, that my husband, what a person. It is automatic when a person looks at other women, this actually brings a woman right down, another woman brings her right down, the wife. That she feels, I'm not good enough for my husband. So that's why she feels, she goes right down, she becomes depressed also. Because I'm not good enough, that's why he's looking at other women, she feels like that. Women by nature are very chaste and modest. So they will look at other men. By nature, it's supposed to have been like that. Today, unfortunately, times have changed. So, al-maru yaqisu ala nafsi. Women, they make qiyas on themselves that I won't look at other men. So my husband also won't look at other women. But when he looks at another woman and she catches him, then he brings her right down, that I am not right for my husband. So she, now there's always fight at home, there's problems at home. This is because of us not looking after our gazes. Comes in a hadith, we mentioned this hadith many times, مَا تَوَادَ إِثْنَانِ فَيُفَرَّقُ بَيْنَهُمَا إِلَّا بِالذَّمِّ يُذْنِبُ وَحَدُهُمَا. There is love between two people. And then they start fighting among themselves, there's problems. It is because of a guna and sin one of them has committed, majority of the time. And many of the times, the Rakim Sahib Rahmatullah is because of the eyes. Now we are not happy at home, we are fighting at home, because we are not looking after our gazes. Allah give us tawfiq. Hazrat says, if you want to live with cheer and peace of mind, listen to my one word, then look after your eyes, and do not ankoku haseeno ki nazar se na milana. Don't put your eyes with the eyes of the beautiful woman, that you're looking at them and they're looking at you also. this will cause a big accident. It will destroy a person's life, a married life. It can destroy his whole, his izzat and his honor. Everything will be destroyed. Because he looked at that beautiful woman and he fell in love with her. And how shaitan deceives a person. May Allah protect and save all of us. And no one can ever feel happy that I am saved. Hazrat Amir rahmatullah, at the age of 80, one day they sent one Amr ibn young boy in his office. His nephew sent. Hazrat immediately walked out of the office and he came out of his where he was writing his kitabs in it. And he got very, very angry with his nephew and he shouted at him. And he said, till now I don't have trust in my nafs. You can never ever trust, a person can never trust his nafs until the end of his life. When a person leaves this world, then he can be happy. Until that time, never ever trust ourselves. Allah give myself and all of us the reality. And then Hazrat says, listen to one word of advice from me, that never ever put your heart in these dead beauties. It means look at the final result. أَمْوَاتٌ غَيْرُ أَحْيَىٰ. Everything in this world is dead. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is living, who is alive and will live forever and forever. Other things have got life, very temporary. And then eventually they have to die. So either you will die or they will die. And you put your heart on something which is dead, you will die also. But if you put your heart to something, connect your heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is living, then you will live forever and forever. So don't connect your heart to something which is dead. So Hazrat says that this is the ilaj. Think about them, that they are dead. Why are you running after something which is dead? They cannot benefit you, cannot harm you. They cannot do anything for you. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who can do everything for you. Connect your heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is living forever. And then inshallah Allah will give a person true life in this world, true enjoyment in this world. Allah give me first the reality of these words in all of us. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa. وَسَلَامٌ عَلَىٰ عِبَادِهِ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَاهُ. According to our Islamic calendar, we have come into the second month of the Islamic calendar, the month of Safar. We are in today's the third, we started now after Maghrib. And one aspect that we should consider, that the month of Muharram is finished now, and this was also one of the sacred months. And those months in which all good deeds, the reward is multiplied tremendously by Allah Ta'ala. Now, so to say, we have, that opportunity is gone. Like when Ramadan goes, more than becoming happy, we should be sad that that month in which we could earn so much, now that month is gone. Like that, the Ashur-e-Hurum are now gone till Rajab will come. That is the seventh month, it's a long way to wait. Who of us will be living, what are our health conditions, what will be our financial condition, all we don't know. And we should feel sorry now, and no matter how much a person did, he should feel sorry that I did not do enough. And one beautiful example is given, a few people who were walking, and they came across, they lost their way, and they came into a jungle. And they walked through the jungle, they didn't know, it was an extremely dangerous jungle. But they came across a certain place in the jungle where they saw beautiful shining stones. So they thought, some of them thought, let's pick up some stones. So some of them picked up 5-6 stones, others 1-2, others 10-15, others 20-30. Some said, we are lost also, we've got our baggage with us also, and we must still carry stones. We are not going to pick up any stones. So they carried on walking till they came out in the morning. They came out safely in the village. When they told the village people, those village people said, these are the most precious diamonds in the world you can get. And nuggets just lying on the ground. You don't even have to dig for them. You just pick them up. And but that jungle is so dangerous, wild animals, etc. And there are thieves and rogues in there who roam in there. And we never dare to go anywhere near. You came out safely. So just like that, this dunya is that jungle. And we are walking through it. And these nuggets of diamonds, which are, those diamonds also are absolutely nothing compared to one subhanallah that we can say. And the one subhanallah in the Ashur-e-Hurum compared to one subhanallah now is a world of difference. And at the time or after dying, a person can say subhanallah, some people Allah will give them tawfiq of tilawat of Quran, etc., but no reward. They won't get any reward once we die. They can do those good things. Our Ustad, Hafiz Abdul Rahman, Mia Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, should always say that I make dua to Allah that if you will give anyone a hifz class in the qabr, give me a hifz class. That I can teach hifz. Can do that. Allah grants it, and many people He said, Maulana Yusuf Kandel, we rahmatullah alayh, it was said to him, you're making lot bayans in the world, yeah, you're making no bayans. He said, there's no majma. Allah made a majma of the malaika. And he made bayan in front of the malaika of Tawheed, and those who read Maulana's bayans, what bayans? We can't believe that what power he had in this world. So anyway, all that can happen, but no sawab for it. Sawab is now. And also the sawab of this month now, last month what we could have gained, so at least we should feel that sorrow. So it is just like that, on the day of Qiyamah, we will be out of this village and we'll have come into, out of the jungle and we'll have come to the town, so to say, on the day. And then it will be said that in this world, one subhanallah, one alhamdulillah, it fills the whole pan of the scales. It fills the place between the earth and the sky. Every subhanallah, what a great tree, a beautiful tree is planted for a person in Jannah. What great benefit. So now that we should feel that sadness. Like Ramadan also goes, we shouldn't really feel that happiness. As our Buzurgani Deen, they should feel that sadness that this opportunity is gone. So Allah give us tawfiq that we feel that now we can't do all those things which could have been done there. But anyway, the month of Safar has come now, and even before the days of Islam, this month was regarded wrongly, totally. It was a pagan idea which unfortunately is still lingering on in us also. Though we are mu'min, we may be making tahajjud also, many of us, full in the khanqah also, every year hajj umrah also, jamaat also, but still those things that this month is associated with, to be unlucky, and bad things happen in this month, and with all types of witchcraft, etc. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, La Safara. There is nothing amongst like all other things which are wrong, like that, all the wrong beliefs of Safar, that there is a month very, very hard on the man. If you make nikah in this month, no barakat, everything will go wrong. If you go on a journey, everything will go wrong. Everything is wrong. And especially some people believe wrongly that the first 13 days are especially very, very bad. So all these are pagan beliefs that have come from the days before, the days of Jahiliyyah, the days before Islam. So we should have nothing like that. All this wrong beliefs about witchcraft, there is jadu, 100%, there is no doubt about it. But all this wrong beliefs like fortune tellers, etc., going to all these people who do all wrong things. And today there is a great, great danger which is prevalent in our country. In some other provinces it is more prevalent. All the different types of therapies, and the sources are the Jewish books, the Torah, Hindu books, the books of the Buddhists, etc. And or they just change the names to Islamic names, but before you know what, you are led into those things. And unfortunately, they work more in the woman, and many women, the iman gets lost. So all these things, we must be very careful. And it is at a very great height of the reports that we get. It's happening in a large scale. Yeah, also, but what we hear in another province, it's even happening on a larger scale. So we should be very careful of our iman in these matters. And here we find also that a person will give a talk of iman. Only Allah does. Allah is the only doer. But immediately after his bayan, he's going to go and see an amil. Amils are no problem if they are correct and within the limit. But unfortunately, many amils also are just that they take chances. And they are not genuine. And how many people have been robbed of their iman? How many women, their respect and honor, they have been robbed of it? And these cases are happening all the time. So we have to be very careful. So in this month, we should be on our guard with regard to all these things. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said there is nothing like that. And ulama have written, when we believe in that or we go to that, like a person goes to a fortune teller and he believes what the fortune teller has said to him, and all other people also, wrong people with wrong practices, we go to them, then this person has, when he believes in that, he has disbelieved on that which was revealed on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So in other words, we are cancelling Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam and his teachings from our lives. And those other things. And very sad to say, many, many people are involved in all these things. And like I said, we know of those friends. We give a bayan on iman and yaqeen also. And after that, they are going for treatment to some sangoma also. And unfortunately, this also, so to some takoloshi. And this is like, we will be surprised who it is. People who are like firm in deen and in deeni activities. But they are going to this people. This is also, Allah protect us and make our iman strong. When a person becomes desperate with something, and sometimes it's not even something so desperate, but shaitan makes it like a very big thing. And now when you feel like you are desperate, now you are gone to a sangoma, you are gone to a takaloshi, we are gone to all. And today also we know, you stop at any stop street, any traffic sign, robot, then you see all that funny advertisements there. What and what to bring a lost lover back, and all the worst things are all written there. And how many people fall prey to it? One good friend of ours told us that you will be surprised at how many people, women of good families, he's associated with these people, that they visit them and they go to them. And the worst things happen there. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us clearly, la safara. All these things of this, things being unlucky in this month, things that things will go wrong, marriages won't work out, if you go on safar, there will be problems, all these sort of things. And unfortunately also, many of our old women, now it's perhaps gone less hopefully, but they also have got on this. And in this month they say, you have to take out sadaqah. And from where they fixed it, they only must be knowing. It must be half a loaf of bread, it must be so many eggs, it must be so much this, and you must give it. Where they took it out from, only Allah Ta'ala knows. So all these wrong practices, we must be very, very apprehensive about them. And the safest is, even if we are ulama, ask our senior ulama, ask the mufti, that I've got this problem, I want to go here, is it advisable for me? Is it correct for me? Is it advisable for me to go? Don't just make our own decisions and we're just going to any and every person. When a person is helpless, where and where don't we go? So, la safara wa la tiyara. And then one other wrong practice of this was also, amongst the Arabs it was, before the days of Islam, if they wanted to do anything, like we make istikhara, what a beautiful badal we have been given, na'mal badal, of that filth and dirt we have been given, what a beautiful dua of istikhara and namaz of istikhara, and we turn to Allah for help. And we ask Allah to guide us, that, oh Allah, you know, I don't know. You have got power, I don't have power. Oh Allah, you guide me. This is good for me, grant it to me. And grant me the goodness. And if it's bad for me, oh Allah, you keep it away from me. What a deen Allah Ta'ala has given. As ulama have written, that our kitab, Quran Sharif, such a kitab, such a ni'mat Allah has given us, we cannot imagine. That every argument or every statement of the Quran Sharif, it is so solid that nobody can refute it. There is no doubt in the Quran. Every argument of the Quran Sharif is substantiated with its proof. And many times that proof is put in so simple about Isa alayhi salam and his mother, that the Christians believe they are God, part of God, etc. They're different groups. So Allah gave the answer. Allah made a statement and said, Ya kana ya akulani ta'am. They used to eat food. A God doesn't eat food. God feeds, he doesn't eat. So how beautiful Allah made the statement and gave the proof, and throughout the Quran this beauty is there. Then, so the Christians, they believe in, or they have these wrong beliefs. The Jews have got such terrible beliefs that they, in their Torah is written of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, that they used to lie, that they also did idol worship. Can that be a kitab of guidance? We have been given this beautiful deen, which is a perfect deen. And then also there in the Torah, that Lut alayhi salam, na'uzubillah, committed incest with his daughter. Okay? What terrible things. And on the other hand, you see the Quran Sharif, what a pure kitab. What pure teachings of the Quran Sharif. How beautifully everything, and so categorically. And you are invited to see that look at the day changes of the days and the night. Look at all the things. Look at ثُمَّ ارْجِعِ الْبَصَرِ. Not only one time, look again and look again. Do you find a fault? Do you find a crack in the sky? How Allah Ta'ala has made it. Everything Allah has explained. The Quran Sharif is such a beautiful kitab. The Ved of the Hindus, what they believe in. There are teachings there that the female private part is a god, and they worship that also. So what we have been given, may Allah make it, we make qadar of what we have been given. So like that, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, this bird flying this side and that side, bird is going to fly wherever, however it wants to. That is nothing, no, can't control our lives. We are given to make istikhara. What a beautiful deen. Allah let us appreciate our deen and become die hearts for our deen. And on our deen, Quran Sharif, ulama have written, only that person can benefit who has no doubt in the Quran. If we have studied science, psychology, philosophy or anything else, and we want to judge Quran according to that, this person's iman is at stake also, and he will never benefit. Those people, the Sahaba told, ta'allamna al-iman, thumma ta'allamna al-Quran. That firm conviction on the Quran, this is the absolute. There is no doubt in the Quran Sharif also, and there is no doubt it is from Allah Ta'ala, and there is no doubt it is the kitab of guidance and hidayat for mankind. So Allah has given us this beautiful deen. Otherwise, on the other side, with all these types of superstition, how many people driving on the road, a cat runs across, now we're going to, there will be an accident. The cat is running across because there was a rat on the other side. And in the light of the car passing, it saw it, so it ran across. It's going for that. But how many of us now we doubt, we have a fear that we'll make an accident. And then again, Allahu Akbar, what a deen we have been given. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that if you have that, shaitan puts that doubt in you, read a'udhu bi kalimati llahi tammati min sharri ma khalaq. That words will put great, you will feel comfortable. Bismillahi alladhi la yadurru ma'a ismihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis sama'. If you read these words, they will give you conviction again that we don't have to worry, because shaitan comes in various forms and he puts various doubts. The cat meowing at night, crying at night, and it looks like a baby is crying, and the cat is crying for a long time. So many people got this wrong belief that abad in the morning we'll get news somebody has passed away. What has the crying of the cat got to do controlling the lives of people? They're going to live and they're going to die. The cat is giving birth. So it's going through that pains of giving birth. That's why it's crying. Or it's got some other problem. So, but we unfortunately, and these things are still in our, and not in our society, who we will regard as pious people. And in many cases, even amongst the learned people, these things are still lingering on in us. Especially superstition is totally haram and it is totally wrong. Amils, they are genuine. And jadu, there is jadu, there is no doubt. And the treatment of it is also there, that is. But all these other superstition. وَلَا طِيَرَ وَلَا صَفَرَ وَلَا طِيَرَ وَلَا حَامَّ. And also with the owl. When the owl comes, also people got lot of bad ideas and bad superstitious things with regard to the owl. And all this stems from weak iman. Allah make our iman strong. And together with that, if a person is mentally weak and his heart is also weak, shaitan takes advantage of that. Jinnat also, jinn, jadu, they eat. Jinnat also. But jinn are generally, they are frightened for man. They don't live where people live, they live in the jungle. But like when we show our weakness, they take advantage of it. And then they attack us. And then we are given the remedies in the Quran Sharif. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ كَلَامُ اللَّهِ. And that was sent to remedy the jadu that was made on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So how strong must be that the remedy of it. So it is sufficient for the whole ummah. And if we read it, and we read it with that conviction, and the beautiful that in قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ, Allah's quality of that Rabb who makes things, that Allah who makes things split apart. The day from the night from the day. From a seed, Allah takes out that beautiful shoot that comes out. How, what is the qudrat of Allah? Then from there we seek refuge of Allah, مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقْ. Of all the evil that has been created. There is evil. This world, Allah has made it a test. Allah put the evil also and put the good also. And these things will affect a person also. But Allah, seek refuge from Allah. Allah has given you. And what beautiful examples our ulama have given us. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say that if you go and visit somebody, a very wealthy person, a very top person, he's got, according to that, he's got security also. And if you go, he's got, for example, a big Alsatian dog, or even a worse, bigger dog also, like the wolf breed, they train them also, and such a thing. Or he's got his security personnel, with their guns they are standing there. And you want to just go and force your way in, you will be torn to pieces. If they have to start shooting at you, dogs have to attack you, all you do is get the attention of the owner. When he comes out, none of them won't even ever. So like that, all this evil in this world, get the attention of Allah. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ, I seek the protection of Allah. So all these things which are there, we don't have to worry. Allah has given us the remedy. Allah make that we work on our deen, and all the remedies are there, and we have conviction on that, on those remedies also. And these are 100% medicine that we take, that also, it may help, it may not help. But the words of Allah, definitely it is 100%, it is from Allah Ta'ala. Then another thing which people are generally suffering from, wasawis, whisperings of shaitan, and all evil thoughts that come to a person. And sometimes in namaz those evil thoughts come. You are making zikr and you feel so, what the thought came to me now? Or you are in sajda, wherever you are, tilawat of Quran Sharif, and now this evil thoughts, Allah gave us قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. And what a surat also. Three great qualities of Allah. Allah says, this wasawis, they destroy a person. When a person just gets the fear that this might happen, or just the fear of this, it makes a person, he does so many wrong things after that. Just that fear. Nothing is happening. But just that fear came into him. This could happen. That could happen. A person, how many people will go and take out life insurance? Will go and take out insurance on this? That this can happen. All. And when sometimes friends, family people speak, you must take out this policy. You must take out this. This can happen. That can happen. And you go and take out. And now you go there. Now you are putting yourself in problems before the problems came. You are living hale and healthy. Now you have to pay the premiums there all the time. Now you need more money all the time. And you're putting yourself in a more difficult situation all the time. So all these things are such that really harm a person. And on the other hand, if we have that conviction and we take a less protection. then inshallah Allah's protection will be there and Allah saves a person. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, in this month let us learn these lessons, that we don't fall prey to any of this wrong thing, and we turn directly to Allah and seek the protection of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, people are living way in the world, in the mountains, in the jungles, and they are living their lives much more peacefully and comfortably than what we are living our lives in. So, and when we are faced with a situation and we feel we don't know the right way, don't go and ask other people, ask the reliable muftis, the ulama. Let them guide us that in this situation, what should we do? How should we go about these things here? So all these superstitious things, and which are still very much with us, we should try and be very careful. And very many amils also, they also do very many wrong things, and we must be very apprehensive of that also. So the superstition also, and then all these wasawis also, and all this wrong beliefs also. The worst is if a wrong belief comes into us, that we believe, that we believe that this month is a month that there is evil in it and we are going to get affected with it. We can't save ourselves. Our aqaid are the most important, and Allah Ta'ala is that absolute power that we should turn to only Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. In the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it was also famous for years and years that the river Nile, until the people of Egypt don't present their most beautiful girl, laden with the most expensive jewelry and made up very beautiful, and they sacrifice her for the river Nile, the Nile's water won't come up and it won't irrigate their land. When that came to Hazrat Umar radiallahu, when the Muslims were conquered, Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, now he conquered Egypt, became a Muslim country, and the people say, this is what we do every year, and if we don't do this, then we suffer. The water doesn't come up. So he wrote to Hazrat Umar radiallahu, and see what was the, Allah give us one aota of that iman. Hazrat Umar wrote a letter to the river Nile. He addressed the river Nile, and he said, put my letter in the river Nile, that if you flow by your own will and command until this beautiful girl is not presented to you, you won't, your waters won't come up and they won't irrigate the land, then we are not in need of you. And you flow by the will of Allah, then you keep on flowing. The river responded positively to his letter. We haven't got that iman, but Allah make us, at least we can understand the right from the wrong. And if we are in any wrong things, especially some policies, etc., at least we admit our mistakes. And we turn to Allah and we ask His protection and we ask His forgiveness from that. And there are many other cases where the people said that in this house there are jinn and a person can't live in this house. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they went in there with no fear, with azan. Azan is a great power. Tilawat of Quran Sharif. Tilawat in our homes makes love between husband and wife. And all the other amal, because malaika now, Allah's rahmat comes. So all goodness comes there. And when there isn't tilawat in the homes, and wrong things today with the TV, and this is when we cause our biggest problems. And when paaki and napaki is mixed, that is the time when great sort of jadu starts taking place. Because jadu only works when you work, when you please a shaitan. And shaitans, you can only please them, the evil jinnat, when you mix this napaki, this dirt, with good things. And you use this napaki stool, urine, all this filth and dirt, you use it, then it works. So, like for example, we all have to consider TV is haram. And how many of us have got TV? And on top of the TV, we got a Asmaul Husna. We got there the 99 names of Allah. We've got Ayatul Kursi written. And on that screen comes all that filth and dirt. We are mixing the two. Okay? And then we cause the problems for ourselves.
and lot of problems we bring. Our hair, we must be careful when, especially the woman, when we comb our hair, etc. That hair, collect it in a bag and regularly from time to time dig a nice little hole and bury it there. Collect our nails when we cut, just don't throw the nails around. And especially when we have got servants in the house, the workers, and if they have to take it and they do some jadu on that, then also we suffer the consequences. And arguments and fights with our workers is a natural, always there is something. And if they have to take this and work on it, we suffer the consequences. Stay in a state of paaki. Hey, don't ever stay napaak. Hey, always make sure. And if we can stay with wuzu, even more better. These are our great protection. But at least never stay napaak. We need a ghusl, don't stay napaak. In any case, we have to make our fajr, we have to make our namazes. How can a Muslim stay napaak? And even like that, even Allah forgive us, protect us, even if a person is not making namaz, but don't stay napaak. That is also you making yourself vulnerable. And what a beautiful deen. When we go to toilet, we have to lower our garments. And that, and in the toilet, jinnat abound there. And that is the place where they are. And there we have to expose ourselves. But we are given the protection before already. Before we go in the toilet, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khabait. All this, the dirt and filth and this jinnat and all that, we will get protected. And we should take our precaution, make sure at all times our topi for man, woman, the head is covered, and particularly when we go to the toilet. And our children also, sometimes when there isn't a more of a little deeny environment, no topi, we just go to toilet also like that. And the woman also, hair open, and they just go to toilet like that. And then if that effect start falling on us, then there is no end of going to amils and going to sangomas and going to takaloshis and all that. Then it is just one continuous thing. So Allah Ta'ala, all these things are there. We have been taught our beautiful deen by Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then in our Quran Sharif, Ayatul Kursi we have been given. What protection in Ayatul Kursi, and how many other ayats? For jadu falamma alqaw qala Musa ma ji'tum bihi sihr inna Allah sayubtiluhu inna Allah la yuslihu amal al mufsirin wa yuhiqqu Allah al haqq bi kalimatihi walau kariha al mujrimun. How, what firmness and what absolute authority Allah has said that this jadu, the words of Allah are sufficient. Allah will protect you. And for jinn effect also, the Quran Sharif has got everything for us. What's the ayat? Last ayat of Surah Noon. وَإِيَّكَادُ الَّذِينَ كَفُرُوا. Read that ayat, last surah of Surah Noon in 29th Supara. And read this regularly. Read it on our children. Blow on our children. Children are made to watch TV and all this, the Satanism in all these games which they are shown. All the Satanism on TV, etc., on the games that they watch, and even the comic strips what they watch. We make them see all that, then what can you expect? If we read on the children, we read our fourth kalima, while the mother is washing the face, if she reads, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, she reads, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad, what goodness will come in their children? But unfortunately, that is not being read on our children. Those mothers are gone in their qabars who used to do this. Today's mothers, we don't do that. And if it is, it is all other wrong things which are happening. So Allah protect us from all the wrong beliefs. And there are no wrong things that happen. The month, it's a month, it's of Allah Ta'ala. It's the month of Allah. Suffer, and we should during this month observe the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And if we have fear of any things like this, we have been given all the protection and all the remedies. If something has happened already, sadaqah is generally sadaqah, not any particular type of sadaqah. Not necessary to go and slaughter a sheep or a cow, etc. Just give sadaqah. Give to the poor wherever we can. And these things will help us tremendously. May Allah Ta'ala guide us to righteousness, that our beliefs, and for that reason, when we come to the such gatherings of the ulama, the bayans of Jummah, etc., where these things are discussed, we will benefit. And when we don't, we are just involved in those other things, in our family circles, friend circles, and all the negative, wrong things are discussed, and we don't get to even hear the right things, that person is in a dangerous position. If he hears this also, then at least he can come right. And how much can we trust the internet? You go on a site, and we don't know whose site it is. Many of the sites on Islam are Jewish sites, are Shia sites, Qadiani sites. What do we know? Go to those ulama that we feel they are on the right path. And a personal contact. Through Google, we cannot, the Ruhaniyat can't come through. Even if it is on YouTube, Google, and a very good bayan, and a genuine proper bayan, but that will be just words that will come through, that we will read. That Ruhaniyat, for that the personal contact is absolutely essential. Allah has given us this beautiful deen. Allah make that we appreciate it, and we act accordingly. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.